with me now.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
All right. If you're wondering, so if people are stewards of the show, they realize that we missed a break. And that was all done on purpose. I'm going to call myself out. Usually it's Hunter that it causes any kind of weird transitions in the show. This morning, though, I had bubble gut like you would not believe. And I did it to myself. I even knew yesterday doing it that it was going to be a problem. So some of the food I had yesterday, knowing damn well what it was going to do to my guts, struck fierce and hard this morning. I was literally sweating when we started that first break of the show. I was visibly sweating. Not like little beads, like, look at that. No. It was a full-on, like, my legs were sweating, my ass was sweaty, and that's why we missed that one break, because Uncle Brock needed a little bit more time, just a tad bit more time.
maybe take a bottle or drink a bottle of Epcac. Maybe that'll help.
Epcac, there you go. Epcac. Anyway, but we're here now. We're good. I feel like a new man, and that's going to get us right to it. Folks, it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so you're never thirsty. It doesn't matter. You're always thirsty. Always going to have something delicious to drink from Bud. All right,
let's talk about it, man, because apparently yesterday it totally crossed my mind because I was so up in arms about the football weekend we had with the NFL that I forgot to tell you, hell, there was a national championship football game on last night.
Kind of important,
you know? So here we go. Number one, Alabama has won the college football playoff national championship game. That's right. They didn't win last night. They won 52-24 against number three, Ohio State. It was the final game of the season, played entirely in a pandemic. Alabama went 13-0 as coach Nick Saban won his seventh national championship and sixth as coach of the Crimson Tide, all in the last 12 years.
Believable.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So last night I was watching this game, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it over here, and I'll say it again. I said it last night, and I'm not going to hide it. I was cheering for Ohio State last night. I am a full-blooded Michigan Wolverine fan, and I think I would have never have said it in my life that I'm cheering for Ohio State. Last night, I had to. I had no choice. I have nothing against Alabama. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Nick Saban. Nothing against the Crimson Tide. I think they're a fantastic team, actually. Actually, I think they're so fantastic that they should be playing in the NFL. That is how good Alabama is every single year. They have six or seven guys that went to the All-American team. The rest of the guys on the team are probably going to the NFL. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm not going to use the Detroit Lions because we're in Michigan here. I'm going to use Cincinnati Bengals. I am not joking, Brock. They play five games. Alabama plays the Cincinnati Bengals five games. Alabama is winning one of those games. 100%. People laugh at me. They're like, no, we're talking about professional football teams, dude. And I'm like, I am too. And it's called Alabama. Dude, it is unbelievable how good this team is.
All joking aside, and like you mentioned, people are like, no, it's too. And there is, absolutely, there is a difference. And in my 1 year stint at a D3 college football team, even that, the speed was different than my high school team. Absolutely different. Mm-hmm. Now, take that up to a D1 tier school like Alabama, a powerhouse. All right. Mm-hmm. I could only imagine what it'd be like being a senior on that team, having a stacked senior team. And I think I'm right there with
you. Great.
Would they win every game? Would they win every game? Absolutely not. Could they hold their own for sure? Would they maybe pull out a win? And how many games did you say? One of five?
One of five. One of five.
I could see that. I really could. Yeah.
Dude, if you watched the entirety of the game last night, you have to be on board with that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that team is so stout.
Yeah.
And so solid all around. I mean, maybe defense would be the one where you're like, all right, the pro team's going to score a lot, maybe. Maybe, though.
Yeah.
It is so lopsided. It is night and day noticeable. Mm-hmm. Noticeable.
My question is, past all the players, why hasn't Nick Saban coached pro? Or has he?
Because he probably doesn't need to. He's probably making trillions of dollars just winning championship after championship, especially at Alabama. You know, I don't think he wants to. Why would he want to? He's too busy winning.
Too busy winning. Hold on. He was. He served as head coach. Saban served as head coach of the Dolphins.
Wow. I got to hang out with Saban for like a week during the Michigan State football camp. And I got to have lunch with him, and I got a couple pictures with him, and that was like way before. Like, he was good at Michigan State. He made Michigan State good. And then he went to Alabama, and should have had him sign that picture. Damn.
Here, I'm reading up on this. So he coached for the Browns, Cleveland Browns, and he was under head coach Bill Belichick. So he was defensive coordinator for the Browns, went to became head coach, and he said, Saban later said, these 4 years were the, quote, worst of my life coaching for the Cleveland Browns. Then he went to the Dolphins in 2004. They did not have a very good season there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Alabama.
It's how good Alabama is. Dude, Ohio State would pretty much work anybody else in the country.
Yeah.
Ohio State's good, dude.
Yeah.
Like, really good. In Alabama, it was like they were playing a freshman team. That's the difference between the second best team and the best team. Like you gotta do something about that. Like, it's to the point now where it's like, okay,
yeah,
like it's just bowling. It's bowling.
It's not even fair. It's not even fair. They should give any team that plays Alabama like a 21-point lead, like to start, just to start. You know,
seriously, you get like something's got to be done. I mean, it was comical last night, Brock. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to rant a little bit about that on the first one.
Good
first
enough
sports
for me.
Report here, because it was a big game last night. You know what? Ohio State showed up and they had a showing. I mean, they played, dude. They could have beat anybody else.
At this point, it's not about trying to beat Alabama. It's about trying not to get shut out and just embarrassed by Alabama. Yeah, yeah.
If you don't get murdered by this team, and everybody's like, nice, dude.
Good job. You basically won. You basically won. We were going to give the trophy to them anyways, but hey, good show, old boy.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, we'll take a break here.
Congratulations to the Crimson Tide.
Yes.
You don't really even need it, though.
Honestly.
I mean, it was expected.
Saban's best work is his Aflac commercials. That's where he really shines. We'll talk more of the national championship here next hour. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the NFL all coming up this weekend. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks. We all mind.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Come on.
It's almost too good for a Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, just in case she missed it last break, I'm not sure if she's in the car or not. Happy birthday to my wife. I'm sorry. I didn't know if she was in the car or not.
Yes.
I got to get brownie points today.
God,
somehow.
She's been using that whip you bought on you, for God's sakes.
She is.
Good Lord. Okay, my baby didn't miss happy birthday. I don't care.
Why don't you shut up? You do the same thing with Kiki with listening.
No. You know what I say? I say, bitch, listen here. You're lucky I let you make it to another birthday. That's what I say.
Right. You will get, dude, she will murder you.
You will get nothing and like it. No, I'm just kidding, honey. Don't murder me, please. Don't kill me.
See?
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah. She can be so mean around her birthday.
You're a big man when she's not around.
Yeah, big talking man.
Oh, hey, honey.
Yeah. Come home with flowers and chocolates like, God. Anyway, it's 7:28. We got to do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so you're never thirsty, my friend. All right, what do you got for us?
All right, let's do it, man. We talked about it last hour. We got to do it again. It was a big game last night. You know what? I apologize for not even bringing it up yesterday, because I was so up in arms about the football happening over the weekend, this past weekend, that I totally forgot until like 4 o'clock yesterday that there was a national championship football game being played.
Number one, Alabama has won the college football playoff national championship game 52-24 against number three, Ohio State. It was the final game of a season played entirely in a pandemic. Alabama went 13-0 as coach Nick Saban won his seventh national championship and sixth as coach of the Crimson Tide all in the last 12 years. Dude, good Lord.
Guy knows how to coach some football. He really does. He really does.
Watched the game last night, man, and it was like watching the Atlanta Falcons play Lakeshore. Dude, I'm serious. I mean, it wasn't that lopsided, but, dude, Ohio State is good.
Yeah.
A phenomenal team. Could smoke anybody else, probably. And dude, the Crimson Tide made them look like a joke.
Yep.
Like, it is so lopsided that you watch the game last night and you're like, dude, they should be playing pro teams. Or at least like the XFL? Dude, Alabama could go to the XFL and win. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to disagree with you. And we're not making light of, we've talked about this a lot because we've always been on the fence because the pros are a totally different level. All right. You look at even the best college team, even Alabama, there's guys that are studs on Alabama, but they're not going to make it to the pros. They're going to go be accountants or lawyers or whatever the hell else they're going to do.
A lot of them are.
But you
think
about,
of the guys are on the All-American team.
You think about the full team, though, a 50-man roster. Not all of them are going to go to the pros. Again, super talented guys, but that's just how elite the pros are. So you look at that. It is. Pros are a different level. However, Alabama is on a level all their own when it comes to it. Absolutely. They're getting the best of the best and training them to continue to even be a higher level of the best of the best.
Yeah, Alabama is, it's obvious that Alabama is the segue from college to pro. Like, if you go play for Alabama, you're really not playing college football. You're playing 4 years of, like, professional training. You know what I'm saying? It is... I couldn't cheer for Alabama last night. I'm a Wolverine fan. If I have a chance to cheer against Ohio State, I will. Trust me. But I couldn't last night because it is that lopsided. And you know what? Congratulations to Alabama once again, national champions. And they probably will be for the next 10 years, just to let you guys know. So until we get sick of it, and I think people are getting sick of it, it usually is the Alabama Clemson Invitational. That's what I call it every single year.
Not bad. Not bad.
But... yeah, there you go. So we also have football happening this weekend. Brock, who are your Packers playing? Let's talk about that for a second.
Packers taking on the Rams on Saturday. I'm feeling pretty good about it. They're at Lambeau. Packers had the number one seed, so they had the bye. But any given Sunday, man, any given Sunday, we'll see what happens.
It's in Lambeau. It's
in
cold.
Lambeau. Yep.
Green Bay's got the advantage here.
Yep. Yep. I think Packers are going to win. I do, but it's a long road because the Bucs are still in it. You can't rule Brady out. The Chiefs are still in it. Their team is unbelievable. They have been for the last 3 years since Mahomes took over. Who else do you got? You got the Saints. Drew Brees, no joke. No baby when it comes to the playoffs.
How does he see over that offensive line?
Dude, actually,
somebody brought that up again the other day. I'm like, you're right. He's like, what is he, 5'9", 5'10"?
He knows football. He knows football really, really well. He's just one of those guys that gets it.
I still don't get it, though. You know, even as much as you know football, like, if you can't see the guy.
Doug Flutie did it, man. Doug Flutie was a stud, man. So, actually, I was just looking at this. Let's see. Brady has multiple Super Bowl. There's multiple Super Bowl ring wearers in the playoff picture still right now. You still have, Mahomes, Rodgers, Breeze,
Brady,
Wilson.
Wow.
All those guys have Super Bowl rings. So what, five out of the six have rings?
That's crazy to think about, too, because that's huge. That means Super Bowl experience. That ring means more than just a piece of metal on your finger. That means you've been there before and you know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
That's an advantage, guys. Like, you walk into a Super Bowl. There's a Pat McAfee podcast. He talks about it. He's like, going to the Super Bowl. He's like, you play your regular season games. You play your playoff games. He's like, you walk into a Super Bowl, it is noticeably different.
Yeah.
He's like, you just go into the stadium and the vibe, like the vibe you feel is different. It's like, he's like, Super Bowl experience is a real thing. Like, it's very apparent.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, yeah, so looking at it, let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8. So 5 of the 8 quarterbacks this weekend all have Super Bowl rings. That's bananas. That's bananas. Wow. Yep.
That's exciting. That's what it is, man. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for some good football.
Well, good. Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about this throughout the week. We had to get moving here, but just stay tuned. We'll have full-on predictions come Thursday and Friday for you on what we think is going to happen. They'll probably be wrong, but, hey, we're going to give it to you anyways because we can do that. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.